Welcome to the Connect Kindness Podcast, where we connect people with organizations to inspire kindness. I'm your host, Crystal Aziz, and I'm joined by my co-host, Tim Evans.
In today's episode, we interview Derek Stinson of Kickstart Kids. Derek is a regional director with Kickstart Kids and has been with the organization for 26 years, 7 years as a student and 19 years as an employee. Kickstart Kids was founded in 1990 by martial artist, actor, and philanthropist Chuck Norris. The organization created a character development program that used karate to teach life-changing values to middle school and high school students.
Derek shares with us how the organization teaches so much more than just karate. They instill their value curriculum in all of their students. Derek opens up about how Kickstart Kids has shaped his life and has made him the leader and man he is today. Kickstart Kids is currently operating in Texas, and it is their goal to grow into other states to have even more of an impact. This was an awesome interview, and it was a pleasure interviewing Derek. So without further ado, this is our interview with Derek Stinson of Kickstart Kids.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Connect Kindness Podcast. Can you tell our listeners a little bit more about Kickstart Kids and what needs you serve?
First off, my name is Derek Stinson. I'm a regional director for the Kickstart Kids program here in Houston, Texas. I do have a partner. My partner in crime is Ms. Sonia Moreno-White. The Kickstart Kids program is a nonprofit organization designed to teach character education through the martial arts to middle school age children and high school age children as well. We've been around since 1992, and we have impacted many children.
Awesome. That's super exciting. How did Kickstart Kids start? Well, how was it founded?
That's actually an interesting story. Mr. Norris, who's the founder of the organization, was invited to the White House by President Bush Sr. And in conversation, President Bush asked Mr. Norris, being a man that's well accomplished, is there anything that you would like to do that you haven't done? And Mr. Norris mentioned that he would love to start karate programs in middle schools for public schools. And the reason why is because Mr. Norris himself was a beneficiary of the martial arts. Many people do not know this, but Mr. Norris was a very shy child. He was the type of child that the teacher would call on him at school, and he wouldn't get up and go to the front and give a presentation. Well, long story short, when Mr. Norris joined the armed service and he went to Korea, he learned martial arts, and he started receiving the courage or the benefits of the martial arts that he would like to give back to students who cannot afford martial arts. At a national average now, martial arts cost maybe $120 a month. And so Mr. Norris wanted to put this in the middle school so that way kids who could not afford it could actually benefit from the martial arts attributes.
Derek, in one of our previous conversations, you know, you mentioned how you got involved with Kickstart Kids, and it is a great story. So I just wanted to ask you if you could share that story with our listeners of how you got involved with Kickstart Kids.
Well, I was fortunate enough to be in the right place at the right time. In 1993, I joined the Kickstart Kids program in Galveston. It's one of the four original schools that Kickstart Kids had to offer. It was one in Galveston, three in Houston. Well, I couldn't afford martial arts. And one day I went to school and they was offering this program. It's formerly known as Kick Drugs Out of America, now Kickstart Kids. And they were charging us $35 to be in karate for the entire year. So I begged and pleaded and asked my mother, can I get in this program? And she said, yes, of course, it's only $35, right? So, and it came at a great time in my life because this was probably one of the most vulnerable times of a child and one of the most influential times for a child. During this time in my life, I was roughly 12 years old, 13 years old. I had a lot of challenges at home. My father was addicted to drugs, and we lived in a very impoverished area. I was looking for something to belong to, and I had always loved the martial arts. You know, something about kicking and punching the bad guys. And that's what Mr. Norris always stood for in his movies. In fact, when I was growing up, I used to tell people I wanted to be a Ninja Turtle.
Nice.
I still
that's
do that.
That's how much I love the martial arts.
I still do that. Know? It's not a problem.
But I could never afford it. Needless to say, I got in the program, and this program changed my life. And it was way more than just kicking and punching. That's what people think when they think martial arts or karate. Are you learning how to kick and punch? And yes, that's true, but it's much more than that. The discipline you receive, the respect, the self-control, the confidence, the courage, the responsibility, all these things I was able to pick up through the martial arts. But more so than that, I had a person that was dedicated to my well-being. Many times, unfortunately, in this day and time, teachers, they're focused on really, really getting the state level testing done. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, teachers really focused on, they were everything. They were mama, daddy, they were the nurturer, the disciplinarian. But nowadays, or especially during the time I was growing up, teachers would really just focus on, hey, make sure you pass the TOS test, or make sure you pass the STAR exam. And so I really didn't have anyone to really help me out with my personal needs that I was experiencing at home. Well, my karate instructor, Mr. Couric, his name is John Couric, really, really tuned in to not only my physical needs as far as the martial arts, but my spiritual and mental needs as well. He helped nurture what needed to be nurtured. He helped cultivate. He made me see past my present circumstances and gave hope when it was needed, gave discipline when it was needed. Basically, his job was to mold me into a responsible citizen. And because of this program and his tutelage, I am the man I am today.
That is awesome. Do you think Mr. Couric saw something in you that he wanted to help, or is that just how he treated all of his students?
That's how he treated all his kids. And that's the thing about the martial arts people don't understand as well, is that in martial arts, kids are different. If you have a socioeconomically disadvantaged child, they might be well taken care of, but they might have entitlement issues. Mm-hmm. Well, karate steps in and fills that gap. Well, how? Because every child has to earn their belt. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not going to be given to you. Or maybe you have a child that's well taken care of financially. That's an affluent child. Well, maybe that child doesn't have any needs money-wise, but emotionally, he needs someone to pay attention to him because mom and dad are working overtime all the time. Mm-hmm. So then now he has a place to belong. Well, in me, I don't know really what Mr. Couric seen in me. I was a bit of a little extra kid. You know, I came with a lot. But all the kids, if I remember correctly, everyone remembers Mr. Couric and the things that he used to do. He used to take kids home when they needed a ride. He would provide for them. He would, if they needed lunch money, he was always there in whatever capacity he could be in. That was his goal. That was his mission. And that's still true today. My instructors or our instructors in the Kickstart Kids program live for these kids. It's our passion. It's our duty. It's our job. And it's just the way it is.
Derek, you're getting me fired up, man.
Yeah.
So Mr. Couric had a huge impact on you, clearly. I'm curious, is Mr. Couric still involved with the program?
Yes. Yes, he is. Mr. Couric is the chief director of operations for the Kickstart Kids program, where his responsibility is over the program or the karate side of the Kickstart Kids program for the entire state of Texas, which is kind of cool because I was one of his first students, and now I am in charge of a region in Texas. In fact, in my region, 80% of the instructors were alumni or are alumni of the program, meaning they started in sixth grade just like myself and graduated through the program and decided to come back and pay it forward.
Wow.
That speaks volumes of the impact of what you guys are doing.
You've been with Kickstart Kids for 26 years. That is That speaks volume, you know, just the passion you have for helping people and just this organization. And you spoke on this a little bit earlier about, you know, not only do you guys, are y'all teaching just karate, but it's so much more. And part of that is teaching the value curriculum. So I just wanted to ask, can you go into detail on the value curriculum?
The Kickstart Kids Values Curriculum is an interactive notebook. We really try to match our peers in the academic arena as far as teachers and you know, give written lessons, worksheets. But instead of putting math problems on there or stories that they cannot identify with, our values curriculum partnered with Rachel's Challenge, which is another nonprofit organization. We have created stories that directly relate to the child. It's not, I love Dr. Seuss, Cat in the Hat, and Sam I Am, and Green Eggs and Ham, but middle school age and high school age students do not identify with that any longer. Mm-hmm. But we talk about bullying. We talk about random acts of kindness. We talk about courage and discipline, respect, and what does that look like for their age group. The values curriculum, besides the notebook, is we have something called a mat chat. Basically, a mat chat is when the instructor sits the whole class down, a class of 35, sometimes 40, and we discuss the word of the month. The word of the month, let's say, would be respect. And we'll talk about respect and what it means to the student, what it means to the teacher. What does it mean to be respectful? How do you respect yourself? Who should you show respect to? And throughout that entire month, we hammer that word into the kid's brain to where that, and maybe in our lessons, when we're giving our karate lessons on how to do a kick, then we'll try to work that word within our lesson. So the students is constantly hearing that word being said. And so when the next month comes about, then we switch to discipline, or the next month, courage, or the next month, responsibility, or the next month, self-control, or whatever the word will be. And so we've tailored each word by the number of months that they have in an academic school year. So 8 words for 8 months, roughly 8 months, 9 months. And with each month, we hammer it away. Not only that, we do positive affirmations every day before class and after class, where we ask the child, who are we? And they say, well, we are the Kickstart Chuck Norris Kickstart team. What does T stand for? Truth, sir. What does E stand for? Esteem, sir. What does A stand for? Attitude, sir. What does M stand for? Motivation, sir. What are the 3 key elements to be a great martial artist? Discipline, respect, and inner strength, sir. What can you become? Anything I want to be, sir. Why? Because I'm a winner, sir. Is being a winner a sometime thing? No, sir, it's an all-time thing, sir. And the cool thing about this affirmation, it is said every day, every time they come into the dojo or the training area, that's what dojo means. And why is this so important? Because at sixth grade, kids are looking for someone, something to belong to. A lot of times the kids that we serve is they hear many negative things from the music that they listen to, from the words that are said at home to them when a parent or a brother or a sister or an uncle or a guardian is upset with them. But when they come into the karate room, they hear positive affirmations. They get taught a value lesson that's second to none. They learn about Rachel's Challenge and random acts of kindness. They are sat down and talked to about current events and how does it relate to them as a young teenager, as an adolescent. This values curriculum, man, is awesome, and it's given by Kickstart Kids.
Honestly, I was ready to salute you and say yes, sir, the entire time you were talking.
I was like, preach, Derek. Yes, man, that is awesome.
You're definitely really passionate, and you can hear it in your voice. And I love what you guys are teaching to these kids. You guys are just sculpting them to be amazing human beings, and like you said, giving them a belonging to something to be part of. I know there's so many benefits that you guys are bringing to these kids that they probably can't find somewhere else. What you guys are doing is so unique, you know, compared to maybe another martial arts studio. What are some of those benefits?
You know, I was a part of many programs growing up, just being in the situation I was in. And this is not to knock any of those because they're great. Mm-hmm. But the benefits of being in the Kickstart Kids program, not only am I learning how to defend myself, because in this day and age, bullying is on an all-time high. Heck, there's cyberbullying, and I didn't have that growing up in the 90s, you know. So, you know, that's a whole nother issue. However, the benefits that we have that I think may differ from the other programs I've been in is that I have one teacher that solely, their sole job is to cultivate who I am as a person. And they do that with every child. Our goal is 150 kids per program. In my region, we average around 185 to 200 kids a program.
Wow.
That's all. We teach karate. We teach character education. And we show our kids that we care and love them. And I know that's such a scary thing to say, that an adult loves a child that's not theirs. However, that's really what it is, because we do this out of the love of our heart. We see us in this child.
Mm-hmm.
Another benefit of the Kickstart Kids program is that we are ingrained in the school, meaning we are another teacher. If you think of a art teacher, where the teacher's there all day, they have lesson plans, they attend faculty meetings, parent meetings, they give 6 weeks grades or report card grades, disciplinary referrals. Everything that you could think that your art teacher did, we do, and we do it during the day. Many times there's a misconception about the Kickstart Kids program. We are not an after-school program. Our program is an all-encompassing program. We teach students from all walks of life, from all academic backgrounds, from 504, special ed, magnet or gifted and talented students. We are basically in the school as another elective for a child.
Of course, and being in the schools too, get into the schools and do the program that you love, and I think kids love it. Like, just from hearing from you, looking at the website, looking at your guys' social media, you can tell this is something that's impacting a lot of kids. Matter of fact, over 95,000 kids you guys have touched within 59 schools in Texas, which is amazing since the organization's been founded in 1990. That is an accomplishment to be proud of. So congratulations definitely on that. What does the future hold for Kickstart Kids? What's the goal? What's the next accomplishment that you guys want to achieve?
Speaking administratively, since I'm the regional director, one of the region directors for Kickstart Kids, is continue to line up with Mr. Norris' vision. You know, Mr. Norris wanted to saturate the United States with the Kickstart Kids program, but use Texas as the beacon state. You know, 59 schools is a lot of schools, but it's not all of them in the great state of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Our goal is that the Kickstart Kids program is in every school, every middle school, that we're touching more children. Roughly right now, we have around 10,000 kids enrolled in the Kickstart Kids program presently. Our goal is to double that, triple that, whatever we can do to put the best secret in Texas out there, that we're here, that we're impacting kids, and we're making a difference.
What would it take? Would it take funding? Would it take people going to their school districts and asking for Kickstart Kids? Or all of the above?
All of the above.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, with nonprofit organizations, it takes funding to make sure they'll continue to operate. You know, being a student that has, or a guy who has benefited from nonprofit organizations my entire life, it was something very sad to see a program. I can't participate in the program because I couldn't afford it. I didn't have the resources to afford it. But being that we have angel donors and corporations and schools willing to fund programs such as the Kickstart Kids program, allows us to do the work and to work side by side with parents. See, and that's another thing I forgot to mention, because Kickstart Kid is basically partnering with parents, partnering with the schools, the principals, the school districts, to continue to nurture the whole child. In order for us to do that, it takes funding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it takes money to do so.
That's super interesting. How is the program funded?
A portion of the program is funded by the school district. The other half we are dependent on our donors or corporations that really want to give back and make an impact in the community to sponsor a program or hold fundraisers throughout the year to make sure that we're able to provide the service needed to the kiddos.
That is amazing. What would you say are the biggest challenges for Kickstart Kids?
Well, one of the biggest challenges is simply just donations. You know, we heavily depend on donations to keep this program going. And so through guys like yourself giving us this interview, we're able to reach out to an audience that we might not normally reach through word of mouth, through school districts or basically donors who really want to make an impact. It's hard to reach people without spending money to do advertisement, or it's hard to reach students without people backing us and pushing us forward. The way I see it, we're all a team. Mm-hmm. You know, and Mr. Norris, he's the leader of the team, and he's done his job and he's done his due diligence to make sure we have this opportunity. Well, the next important member are our donors, because without them, we cannot make this happen. And by partnering with the donors and with the schools, the instructors are able to get out there and really make a difference. So to me, the biggest challenge is the donors. We need donations, we need funding, things to keep this thing going.
So for people that want to get involved, people that hear your passion, you know, that want to donate or whatever opportunities you have going on, how can they get in touch with Kickstart Kids?
Well, there are a couple of ways. First off, they can Google us. Everyone knows Google. they can look us up on social media. They can actually call the Kickstart Kids office, which is 713-868-6003, or go to our website at kickstartkids.org, and it will have all the information necessary to be able to contact us.
Another way also is just looking on Connect Kindness. If you guys don't want to Google it, you can definitely find a link that has a video on what amazing things Kickstart Kids is doing. You also will be able to get directed to their donation page and make an impact with this organization within one click. So we definitely encourage you, because what you guys are doing is incredible, and I want it to spread across America.
Absolutely.
I want you guys to accomplish that goal of being in as many schools as there is today existing. So I just want to say thank you so much, Derek, for taking the time, speaking with us, sharing with your personal story and how you got involved, and just keep up the great work.
Yeah, Derek, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure talking with you today, and like Crystal said, hearing your story, and thank you for just, you know, spreading kindness and helping our future generations grow and prosper.
Thank you so much. No problem, guys. Anytime.
Thank you so much for listening to the Connect Kindness podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at ShareGiveDo. And please remember, the world is changed by your example, not by your opinion.